sovereignty or independence is threatened. It was another blunt warning to the West just days ahead of an election in which the Russian leader is all but certain to win another six-year term. The House passing a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban on the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell. That bill now heads to the Senate. The Dow ahead 171 points, the NASDAQ losing 41. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Former Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke at a NIL roundtable in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Saban remarked that college football is headed towards a caste system where success is based on how much college programs pay players. Saban said all the things he believed in no longer exist in college athletics. The Alabama House of Representatives has given the green light to House Bill 238, a controversial piece of legislation that adds a $10.64 tax on every prescription filled in the state. As the bill advances in the legislature, its implications to the detriment of the people of Alabama are being realized. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery announced Wednesday it is presenting more than $339,000 in grants to organizations that help children in the river region. The money was raised during last year's Alabama National Fair, which the Kiwanis Club has presented at Garrett Coliseum since 1954. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
And we got some calls coming in, so let's go to... Red Top. Hey, Red Top. How you doing today, sir?
Man, what a beautiful day. And, you know, I work miracles, Joey. You wouldn't believe how good David's house looks. I bet it's worth, looks like it's worth $50,000 more dollars. That's how big a difference what I do make. But, according to NTD News this morning, which is extremely reliable on their newest report, they call them front corporations, which they say United States used to be the king at establishing all over the world. We established a corporation to go do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Chinese have beat us at it. And I'll tell you how. Well, they have opened a new company in the past 3 weeks named, I do believe it's Seagrand. You can fact check me on my, but they guarantee delivery without interruption. And they have deals worked out with all the Arab countries where nobody's on fire on those Chinese ships that are carrying cargo, and they're carrying it cheaper. This goes for oil tankers and everything. Obviously, they've made a deal with Lloyd's of London and all the big insurers. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Now, secondly, the United States has formed no coalition for protecting ships. There are three different groups. EU has got their own group protecting, United States has got their own protecting, and now India has sent its Navy in to protect its ship. So they say Blinken has completely failed. He has gotten nobody to work with him.
I see what you're saying, but also the de facto ruler of the wave still is the United States Navy. And those other countries that you mentioned are doing more, which I think is a good thing. But the U.S. Navy is still the one that really runs the blue water, let's just say.
And they are spending spending a $3 million missile to bring down a $1,500 drone.
Right.
Well,
and apparently, real quick, the other day, I think one of the ships there in the Mediterranean, it got real close. A drone hitting to where it was their emergency, like those fast guns, the Gatling guns they have on there, had to take it out. Oof.
Yeah. You know, just another case that our troops are sitting ducks.
Yeah.
When that ship got attacked the other day and some crew members were actually killed for the first time, I do believe that was at the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
If any coalition had any balls whatsoever, it would have been time to say bye-bye. So, I don't see how this these guys in Yemen get away with this stuff. There's something wrong with this whole damn picture, and it's called Joe Biden. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Appreciate it, Red Top. 272-9228. Now, a little change of pace in a second, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and they're at Pest Pro. Well, they do wonderful work, and that's why they've grown leaps and bounds over the last few years. I mean, you know firsthand, Eddie, how great they
actually,
are.
Yes, actually, talked to Jonathan yesterday. He came by the Airbnb, checked on me for me, did a little bit of spraying. And honestly, my big concern was ants, black ants.
Mm-hmm.
The house wasn't occupied for a while before we got it, so there was an issue when we got it, and I'd let them know that up front. It's like, this is what I'm having a problem with. I think they've sprayed three times since December. I haven't seen any ants inside at all.
That's awesome.
And I'm telling you, black ants are a nuisance is what they are.
Yeah, they're not going to hurt you, but they
see
really...
this line coming across.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a bad look.
So I told Jonathan yesterday when he came and sprayed again, I told him how much I appreciated him. I told him I'd give him a shout out on the radio today. Very professional, great. They called me ahead of time. I was already there, so we had a little conversation. And then before he left, he came and found me just to tell me, hey, everything's good. I got you set up. See you later.
And spring really has sprung.
Oh, dude. Skeeters.
The pollen is... Skeeters. Mosquitoes are coming back with a vengeance. Termites, you know.
Yep.
Fire ants. Ooh.
Yep.
Wasps are going to be coming back with a vengeance.
Yep.
Every year I have to go to war with them in the back shed. Now, if it's a tiny nest, you know, you probably do that yourself, but... Sometimes you need to realize, okay, I'm not man enough to handle that.
It's perfectly acceptable.
This is like industrial grade. We need the true pros.
Bring in the pros.
Pest Pro Services can help you with all of that, folks. So call them today. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or, well, just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those guys on the radio, sent you. What do we got here?
We got Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good, Joey. You were speaking on a topic I was just going to call you about. So, they did the third final treatment for my elderly neighbor.
Yeah.
And it went from an infestation to nothing.
Excellent.
So they did a great thing. Jonathan came out there. He called me.
The man.
Freehand. Yeah. No, I just got sitting there praying.
Just Pest Pro really is awesome. And folks, by the way, I am not smart enough to plan a call like this to make it sound organic. This is just happening, all right?
No, I meant to call you yesterday, but no, they did an awesome job. They got a great crew, very knowledgeable. They called beforehand. And they give you a small time frame. I give you between noon and 5. They give you a short window when they're going to be there. Very, very, very productive.
Well, I appreciate you telling the public about that. Really do, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk to you later, my friend.
See you, Josh.
Man, that guy, we need to get him someday to just eat because he's a heck of a chef.
I see his pictures.
Not a cook. He's a chef. Like, that guy is great.
We need to know.
Well, you eat with your eyes first, too. And, like, he makes the pictures he puts out.
They're
beautiful.
Whether it's fish or quail, it's amazing.
Steak?
Yeah.
Mm. Now, changing gears a lot here.
All right.
Because, you know, we started the show talking about a parent's reaction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And whether you think it's right or wrong, a parent, I think, you should not underestimate a parent's instinct to protect their kid. So, this is a story, I think, out of Texas.
Texas.
A Texas nurse, in fact.
Okay.
So there's this kid, her kid, and his sports drink that he, you know, I guess took to school was stolen by this other kid. These are like fifth graders, I believe.
Okay.
And that, I mean, if you want to, I'd sometimes go back and forth on the original sin thing. I think I'm in the camp of, yeah, we definitely have it now. I think maybe at the end of the day, we're made perfectly free like God, and thus that gives us the ability to choose evil and or good, and we're kind of a mix. But yeah, you see it in little kids to where he didn't have to be taught to steal anything.
Yeah, he wanted it, and he took it.
He took it. And so what do you do as a parent? Like, again, I'm not a parent. My first instinct would be like, and the other, it may not work, but call the other kid's mom.
Yeah,
and not be like, oh, your kid's bad. Just be like, I just want you to know your son did this, and you can deal with it however you want. That sort of thing is more, that's a light touch, right?
Right.
Light touch. Right. Would you do anything?
I would probably mention something to the kid. I probably wouldn't say nothing to the parent.
You'd say, you go to the fifth grader direct.
Well, I just, if I would, oh, I didn't witness it. I didn't see it. Just the kid come, oh, yeah, if the kid come home and told me, I'd probably tell my kid, punch him in the face when you see him tomorrow. We're good.
Well, this woman, who's 45 and a nurse, her name
is... Fifth grade. Yeah, they can take a look.
Her name is Jennifer Lynn Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really just say that about a child?
You never got hit as a kid? How
yeah, actually,
you...
we got, we'd sneak behind the hill and have fights.
You sew your own.
We got a broken nose one
time. Garden, we did right in the middle of the street.
But we were like kids, so it wasn't like a big deal.
Yeah, not an adult hitting him, kids. You learn that.
Yeah, I think it was like third, fourth grade.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the year of fights at recess. I don't know why it was.
Year of fights.
Which is probably the best grade to get that out of you.
It is. That's what I mean.
Because when you start fighting in high school, you tend to kill people.
Right. You have a tendency to not know that edge.
Right. That said, this woman, she's 45. Okay. Again, she has a fifth grade son.
Okay.
Who had his sports drink stolen by another fifth grader, a boy. So Jennifer Lynn Rossi gave her son a way to get back at this kid. You said you would hit him or tell your son, just sock him in the face next time you see him.
Yeah.
No, she gave him a said, like, well, give him, because he's stealing your sports drink. Have this sports drink ready.
I was thinking this was going, yeah.
So she mixed Gatorade with lemon juice, salt, and vinegar, telling her son it would prank his alleged bully without harming him, because I'm a nurse.
Right, I know better.
But after spitting out the gross mixture, the 11-year-old boy who was given it then complained of feeling sick and having a headache and was taken to a local hospital.
Am I allergic?
Other fifth-grade students also tried the drink and were checked by the school nurse. Although the contents of the drink were non-toxic, the incident resulted in a child being hospitalized, said the sheriff's office.
Oh, boy.
Hospital staff informed the investigator that the child victim required additional medical monitoring and would eventually be discharged from the hospital. The woman, Jennifer Rossi, was arrested Tuesday and charged with injury to a child. She has since posted bond and is scheduled to have a pretrial in April. She told deputies she took full responsibility for the incident, maintaining that as a nurse, she knew it did not put the child in danger. So let's look at that concoction again. Gatorade.
Okay.
Lemon juice.
Okay.
So far, actually, okay. That probably wouldn't even taste bad. Like Gatorade and lemon juice might be a little sour, tart, yeah. But salt and vinegar. Yeah, is it actually, I'm wondering, how healthy is it to just put back a bunch of vinegar?
Something else in there, too, wasn't it?
That's it?
Well, with that vinegar, you could have a chemical reaction. But my idea was better. Just tell your kid, punch him, and nobody goes to jail. Yeah, and honestly, how many times have you been in a fight, and at the end of the fight, after you're in trouble, you become best friends?
That could work.
That just happens.
That could work.
It happens.
So the guy who was like, I got bullied, but it was the guy who was this way with everybody, and I just happened to be sitting in front of him, and he would just continue to tickle me. So I should have turned around and socked him in the face, or should I just have done what I did and I kind of just ignored him?
No, I probably said something. I'd asked him a question or two first about his manliness, and then it probably would have escalated to punch in the face.
Yeah, and looking back on it, it's kind of freaking funny. Like, I'm like, that's kind of a funny bully.
Another man doesn't need to tickle another man.
I agree with you.
I mean, there's many levels of issues with that.
Well, why is there a problem with that?
Well, first off, I don't like another man within touching distance of me. Two, I don't like another.
I was thinking a new segment so we get viewership up on the live stream is tickle fights.
I'm not down with tickle.
You're not down.
I'm older. My bladder's weaker. I'll probably pee.
So you think this mom was wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of overreacted.
Yeah, don't give people any sort of thing to ingest.
Right. Well, let me give you a relatable.
Because you don't know what the other person's got going on.
Let me tell you the lifestyle of Eddie Bader.
Okay.
So back in the day when Appleton Wire existed, that was a factory here in Montgomery. Paid real well. We had somebody stealing lunches. Everybody'd go to the lunchroom, put your lunch in a big refrigerator. So somebody was stealing somebody's lunches, and we had an idea who it was, but, you know, you can't ever prove these things. So we got this chemical, or not a chemical, went to a drugstore, got this stuff called Ipitat.
Ipitat.
Put about 3 drops of Ipitat on that sandwich, and it's tasteless and odorless.
Okay.
And we found out within about 5
minutes. Is it like saline?
No. It induces vomiting immediately.
Ooh.
Within about 2 minutes, we found out who it was.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. No one got in trouble. No lunches were ever stolen. Again.
Now, in high school, and I luckily just was like, I don't want brownies. For some reason, it was a day.
What's wrong with you?
I've never been a sweet tooth guy. I'm like, again, you put a plate of bacon cheese fries in front of me with ranch, I'll eat the whole damn thing. Even if it is going to make me fatter than I already am. But so I've always been one to be like, cake, brownie.
Yeah, that's you, huh?
No ice cream. No, thank you. Like, this stuff's great.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. And it was high school. I think it was 11th or 12th grade. And this one girl, now a woman, I think lives here, so I won't say her name.
Okay.
Offered to me and a bunch of my friends, you want some brownies? And we're like, you cook brownies? Yeah, sure. They just ate them up.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour, or probably faster than that later,
yeah.
They're on the public toilet in the school.
Ochka!
She had mixed in laxatives that had chocolate element, so it was kind of indeceptible. Like, you couldn't tell if you're eating the brownie, it tastes like a brownie.
Yeah, it does. Yep.
But, you know, we got her back. She was scared of clowns, so we snuck at her house late one night and put a bunch of clown photos all over her car, facing inside, like, the house on the windows of her bedroom, and then set off, I think, a bottle rocket and got out of there. And, oh, that was fun. Like, don't be giving my friends laxatives.
Go to the weight room.
What would you have done? Punched or socked her right in the face?
We had a friend of ours
misogyny.
That we played pranks like that with, and she got me good. So I went to the, I had a friend of mine that worked at the movie theater, and I said, give me a week of leftover popcorn. And after she got her truck detailed, I opened the back window and filled it, her cab with popcorn.
No, you don't understand. This person was, like, deathly afraid of clowns.
You don't understand. This girl came to kick my butt at my house. It took my mom kind of getting her off of it.
Well, and, you know, for some of those pranks, you're like, what we're going to do is put sardines kind of underneath. And
yeah.
Then, you know, with,
yeah.
With some people, they wouldn't even
never
discern
right.
The smell. They're that disgusting. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, Miss Love, how are you doing?
Oh, God, Dave. I know what happened one day. It was here in Montgomery, and that person worked for the state. And they used to bring their lunch and had this nice refrigerator to put it in. And this particular person brought lunch, and someone ate it. So that person said, well, maybe she needed it worse than me, but I sure am hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day she brought her lunch again, and someone ate it. So she started asking people, who ate my lunch? Who ate my lunch? Nobody would say anything. So the next day she brought lunch, and she had a nice thing of chocolate milk. And she found out who was mm-hmm. eating her lunch for the past 2 days. Because that chocolate milk had X-Lac in it, but you couldn't tell. And that person stayed in the latrine for the rest of the day.
Man, but I would not recommend doing that, because it can be just funny, or it could be like, okay, you just almost killed a person. You shouldn't have took my lunch. Yeah, fair enough.
You know how much to put in there. It's directions on there.
That's right. She followed directions.
bless Easter, okay?
You too, Miss Love. Love
God
you, honey.
God bless, Miss Love. 272-9228.
Very important. Follows directions, Joey.
Yeah, you know, what people do to each other. I guess, did any of that ever go on at Hyundai? Like, employee...
We used to mess with each
beefs.
Other. Beefs? Oh, beefs?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Really?
God, yeah.
Did it ever get, like, real ugly? I don't mean, like, somebody kill a person.
No, it got pretty...
Slept with their wife?
The funniest one was I had this real jerk of a supervisor. And he wasn't a supervisor. He wasn't. He was. They called him team leader. Just... Anyway. He told me one time he used to... we used to do a little... Oh, couldn't say... Well, anyway, I ain't out there no more. We used to do a little gambling out there. So he was in charge of... He was kind of the bookie. And we just have boards, you know. And anyway, I won a board one time and I wanted the money. He's like, it's in my drawer, but I got the lock on it. You can't get in there. I go, what? He goes, I've got a lock on there. You can't get in that desk. And I said, dude. And everybody was laughing because they knew who I was. I said, dude, I got a key to every lock in this building. He said, I bet you, I can't tell you what we bet, but it was a night.
He bet it.
It was a night.
Now I'm even more curious.
Yeah.
But keep
okay,
going.
Yeah. Anyway, so 5 minutes later, I came back with him. I handed his lock. And I had my money. And he started to pitch a fit, and he went to supervisor screaming. He broke into my desk, and they all laughed at him. They said, he told you. He has
a key to everything.
Yeah, he took my bolt cutters. But not only that, at Hyundai, our job, we were there 24-7. We literally had keys to anything. When the fire alarms would go off, people would come to us, hey, where's this? We knew. But I couldn't stand for somebody that pretended to be a supervisor to tell me that I couldn't do something. And plus, it was my money, and he was... kind of denying me the opportunity of my money. Let me fix that. But we do pranks like that all the time. The best one was the chairman's golf cart. We used to steal the chairman's golf cart at night, driving around.
Okay.
And then in the morning, he would get on it and the battery would be dead.
Yeah, that's fun. That's just annoying fun right there.
Yeah,
that's...
the funnest part, somebody else got busted and accused of it. So,
see, it's no bodily harm, no bodily injury. It's just, why is this damn cart never charged up?
Little did we know, later on we found out there was a serious investigation to why these batteries were always dead in the morning. Yeah, you have the, and that's a kind of fun. I mean, Hyundai is a serious place, but people out there,
yeah, well, people, because people.
People like to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah,
they like to, and you need that, man.
You need it in that environment, big team environment. You got to have that.
We did fake lotto tickets. That was the best, where you can buy fake lotto tickets and it says you won, and on the back, if you do the fine print, it says, you know, talk to the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, whatever. We handed them out, a few people. And, man, they were screaming, I won, I hit the lottery, And then, you know, they read the back of the card, and then they come try to find me because they're a little bit upset.
Yeah.
Good times.
You want to hit a break?
Yeah. Go have a beer.
We're not allowed.
Not that kind of break.
No. Yeah. One of these days.
That's why we need a union in here.
One of these days. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
Hey, did you have someone named Hannah call? Because there was a Hannah I just answered, and she said we had requested her to call us back.
No.
I think that's a new scam running there.
Maybe Joey. I need to clean up my internet habits.
I wish you would. Either that or you owe this particular company a couple dollars, and they're trying to sneak into us.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to
talk a little bit about practical jokes.
Sure. Yeah.
When I was in high school, and we're talking about back in the 60s, we had this one young male teacher that was a royal pain in the patootie, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everybody hated him. And people were pulling practical jokes on him constantly. Well, he drove a Volkswagen Beetle. One night during a high school basketball game, several of the football players got together and moved his Beetle into a hallway in the school.
Nice.
They didn't just put it in the hallway. They put the rubber mats that you see on the floors that have got the vinyl on one side. Well, they took four of those and flipped them over and slid this Beetle sideways down the hall to the far end of the building. And it left about 6 inches of room in front of each bumper.
Wow.
So he had to figure out how to get it out of there. And nobody would volunteer to help.
Man.
Well, he finally got it removed. Then the following season, the very next basketball season, he had decided to get rid of the Beetle and bought a Karmann Ghia.
Mm.
And during the basketball game, our coach's office had a flat roof on it that was about, maybe 8 to 10 feet off the ground.
Okay.
Again, the football players got together, loaded that Beetle up into the back of a fairly high flatbed truck, pulled up beside the coach's office, and planted it on the roof of the coach's office.
Wow.
He decided to resign the following school year.
He cried uncle. What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about ingenuity. How are you even going to be that mad? You're just more sitting there going, how'd they even do this?
Right.
Yeah.
And they're only going to get smarter.
Yep. I mean, like I said, this poor guy had things blowing up in his desk, you name it. If it could be done without harming anybody, it got done. He lived a life of misery for 2 school years.
Yeah, I think the car stuff is always a little fun. I think the line's getting crossed when bodily fluids or ingesting something, like that sort of stuff, you're starting to get into a territory. Oh, wait, you, Eddie's sitting making a face like...
Don't steal my lunch.
Well, I still agree with Eddie. You know, Mama should have told that little boy, punch that little punk in the face next time he did it.
Right.
And you guys will be best friends.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, guys. Thought you guys might like get a kick out of those.
Appreciate it.
Words.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
272-9228. I'm trying to think of recent ones because I'm not much, me personally, a practical joker. I've had a couple. Okay. Gumtown John.
Mm-hmm.
We go way back. And he remembers the brownie story, for instance. He was a roommate of mine for a few years.
Yeah.
And this is over when we were living in Cloverdale in Ponce de Leon. A few years back.
Very French.
And him and my other roommate both worked at the same storage facility out on Virginia Loop Road. And the storage facilities they'll have these auctions for abandoned units. And so sometimes there'd be electronic equipment in there. And actually, we got a lot of great stereo equipment out of it.
Some of the big speakers.
And the people sometimes that would win the auction didn't want everything in there. Oh, so it'd be up to the guys who are working there to either throw it out or take what they wanted.
Okay.
And usually it was stuff like speakers or receivers or turntable, like some stuff that was pretty cool and could be used. And not. Well, we'll work on it, and maybe it'll work one day.
We do.
But one day, they found an entire, like, you know, a clothes box? Like, if you're moving...
Oh, yeah, the wardrobe box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking a tiny box, no, something you keep records or books in.
About 6 foot tall, 5.5, 6 foot tall.
But it was full to about 4 feet of that 6 feet with old porno mags. And I'm not talking, like, Playboy.
Oh, no. That no one keeps the Playboy.
I'm talking about Nugget.
Yeah.
Old perverts out there.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know this had happened. The two roommates were the ones who discover it.
When they discover it, did they hear?
Oh. No, for the next week or two, I would like open up the bathroom cupboard and there would be open to a page, like just smut, obscenity. And I'm not talking about like, oh, I'm kind of surprised but happy to see that. No, it's like, my eyes, I wish I'd never seen that sort of thing. Oh, under your pillow, like under the couch cushion. And so these porno mags are all over the daggum house. Now, then one of my roommates is like, we got to find all of them. Actually, the guy who really hatched this, we got to find all of them. My kid's coming to town. And I think we got all of them, unless somebody who bought or rented that house.
Count? I don't know.
Like, how many of y'all, these things did y'all stuff away? Stow away somewhere.
Well, when you're doing that thing, you don't count. You're having fun. You're laughing.
I thought that one was pretty damn. That's pretty I wasn't even upset. That one made me laugh. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
How you doing, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Hello, mi amigos. That was pretty good. I laughed at that myself while I was waiting here on y'all to get done. But the thing that he said about the beetle reminded me of something that happened to a cousin's husband in the 60s. Now, her brother and my eldest brother could not stand this guy. They were still dating at the time and engaged, but needless to say, they just didn't think it was going to work. So they decided that while sister and fiancé was watching TV in the living room, they went out there and they got some cinder block. And they picked up that beetle, and they blocked it up on them blocks.
Yep.
Yeah, they did. It was for two of them, and I'm wondering how in the world did they do that? And I had to remember how strong my elder cousin and my elder brother were. These guys would put three bundles of shingles on their shoulders and go up a ladder.
Yeah, I met a few guys like that, Paul, that were so strong they didn't know that they weren't supposed to be able to do that. That's
right.
Just how strong they were.
Exactly. That's nuts.
Exactly. And there was another one I was going to share. Oh, yeah. Working roofing steel. Old boy, he was bad about taking your cigarettes and just getting him a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
We all would take our cigarettes and lay them in one spot. So when we want you to take a break, we'd get a cigarette and cool off and take a break.
Right.
Well, he was our general laborer, toting the shingles and cleaning up the yard and whatnot as we tore off and nailed them down and whatnot. And meanwhile, I had bought me a gallon jug, and I started bringing a gallon of tea with me to sip on during the day and have tea at lunch. Well, that rascal got to drinking up all my tea.
Mm.
And sitting around lunch, you know, me and some of the brothers and cousins bring plastic cups, scoop out a cup of ice from out of the water cooler, and, you know, we got iced tea. This young man, he didn't think he had to bring nothing. Well, he kept drinking the tea and drinking the tea, and I told him one day, y'all don't touch the tea. Y'all don't touch the tea. Why, Paul? I can't tell you. Don't touch the tea. He kept drinking that tea. Next thing you know, the crew boss is calling his dad to come get the boy to take him home. He had a major accident.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very pleasant. Didn't smell real good either.
Loss of control.
Lost control.
Yeah.
But he didn't drink my tea no more.
Wow.
Actually, I even threw that jug away and bought another one to make sure there wasn't none left in it.
You got to tell folks. You got to draw lines.
Yeah.
And if they cross it.
Lessons have to be learned.
Habitual line stepper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate it, Paul.
That's about like you said, don't steal my lunch.
Don't steal my lunch.
Don't steal my tea.
Yep.
Later, guys.
See you, Paul.
272-9228, especially if you have any practical joke stories that stick out in the mind. 272-9228. Because, honestly, I'm looking at the political news. I'm like, it's not that much going on.
A lot of mine, we used to do them regularly. But I really can't say I'm on the air. They just...
Oh, they go too far?
I guess. Not to us, but we're factory workers, so...
Right.
Like we... A friend of ours, the locker at work, you know, we have work lockers where you change clothes and stuff. Well, we filled it up with peanuts, you know, so it'd all fall off, and we kept escalating. Well, to the point of we tried to get a live goose.
Stuff a goose in a locker?
The one time security wouldn't let us bring something in.
Wait, hold on. Back up. Y'all literally were trying to smuggle in a goose?
Yeah.
How do you do that? And what are we talking about? Like, not a Canadian
like. No, it wasn't a Canadian goose. It's one of those
white
geese.
It's like one of those white geese.
Yeah, a friend of mine had a pond. And,
and so you just...
He kind of cuddled
corralled the goose, kind of held him in tight. Yeah. Did you try to cover him, the head or anything?
Not really. Security at Hyundai with us because of
well, you who worked we there.
Were.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they knew we were clowns. They didn't ever stop us. but that particular day, they're like, hey, man, I don't know.
You can't be putting a goose in his locker.
But here's the thing. If we wanted to get the goose in, we could have. There were other ways, but we both looked at each other and went, all right, I
guess. So what did you do with the goose?
He just took it back home.
Oh.
It wasn't that big a deal.
Okay.
Yeah, he just took it back home.
But did you have to wear a seatbelt?
I don't know. Another friend at Appleton Wire, the reason he got the name Billy Goat is he stopped by a flea market one time and on the way to work, and we worked 12-hour shifts, and picked up a couple of goats. Well, that next morning, when he went to get in his car, that Datsun or Toyota Corolla, whatever it was, everything was eaten out of it. The liner, the seats, it was down to the metals, and it stank like goat pee.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they ruined that car. But I heard later on those goats were quite tasty.
Yeah, they all are ornery, though. They'll fight with you.
They had eaten, I'm telling you, Joey, they had eaten everything. The stuffing, the seats, the liner, it was gone.
Goat's not bad.
Nah. I'm smutting
if
for
it's
money.
Done right.
I'm smutting for money.
272-9228. We got to hit this break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. I think they're joining us tomorrow for a business break, but Kim and Madeline are ready to help you there at Alabama Home Mortgage, whether you're looking to buy a home or if you're looking to get a great refinance deal done. And this ain't their first rodeo.
Right.
They've been doing this for a decade or two at this point. I know Kim's maybe even done it for three decades.
At least, yeah.
And the beautiful part about Alabama Home Mortgage is it started as somebody very talented at their job, working at a big bank, mm-hmm. doing, I guess, mortgage origination, realizing based on the rules of the business she worked for, I'm not getting folks the deals that I know I could be getting them if I was doing my own thing.
Yeah.
That's why she started Alabama Home Mortgage. And, well, the rest is history. They're great local folks you can trust. They'll sit down and get to know you, your goals in buying a home or refinancing your home, especially if you're a veteran. They are hip to the latest in VA home loan programs, so they can get you an amazing deal. If you're a veteran out there listening and you've not taken advantage of those benefits when it comes to owning a home, refinancing a home, it's the best game in town. So check them out today. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. It's 567-4223, or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Holy moly, Bitcoin just topped 73,000.
Should I sell?
No, Eddie, you dope.
But Joey, I could make some decent money right now. I mean,
yeah.
I could almost double my investment on original
Bitcoin. I'm just telling you,
Bitcoin.
I have been there. I don't give any investment advice other than I've been there, and I wish I had held.
Okay, I'm going to hold. But man,
it's like Braveheart. Hold!
All right, I'm going to hold, but man.
Hold!
Opportunity.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Views in the afternoon. Before I forget, I got an update on the porno mags.
Yeah.
Gumtown John says the other roomie is still finding those nudie mags hidden in the album covers.
That is hysterical. That's good.
We're talking about vinyl albums.
That's long time played joke right there.
That's a slow burn. I like that right there.
But also when you find one, you and then it brings back those sweet memories.
Yeah, let it simmer. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Randall,
how you
what's
doing?
Up, bud?
What's happening, fellas? You know, this is a good topic, and I think the older folks that have better stories and more of them, because they kind of cutting it out. The HR woman or whatever.
We knew her very well.
Pretty much cut that mess out, because man.
Yeah.
If you worked at Wadsworth Construction, let me tell you, they from Montgomery. That's a staple. Mm-hmm. Like Wadsworth is a staple name. You've had some jokes pulled on your work, bro. Let me tell you, that's some good one. I did have one. You know, I've done the normal. You know, where you pile dirt up around somebody's car where they can't leave. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, so we work. You know, that's kind of, we could do bigger stuff. Like, I mean, right. I've been at Andre Brown, which is from Bentonville, like I put a whole dam around his car when he first came to work that time. Like this Jason, everybody left, so it was like 7 o'clock before I came back. But the one that got me, man, I got a snake put in one of my a piece of equipment.
Yeah,
you know, it's fine. You know, I got a little snake put on. And I come across one of them big alligator snapping turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who done it to me was a lowboy driver, and he had dropped off his equipment. So I was younger, and I stuck the snapping turtle in the cab and hid it behind the passenger seat.
Oh, Randall.
And it came out the next day and got it, and he had a wreck and killed somebody.
I figured it came out and bit the guy. I was about to say, the statute of limitations ain't up yet, buddy.
I did put the tunnel in there, and man, Keith Wadsworth, which was the nephew of the man, he said, man, you go get, he told me, he said, what if that, you know, he gave me that scenario.
Yeah.
And he said, what if that happened? I was like, you know what if that does happen? Because it wasn't like him, you know, putting in a piece of equipment. He got me good now, because, you know what I mean, you come across the state when you sit down in the bulldozer, and you close that door, you paying up for stuff. Let me tell you, so, yeah. My get back was, I got, the nephew was like, man, you call, you go track that joker down, you get it out of there now. He said, you can get somebody killed. I said, yeah, sir. So, yeah, but the HR person, I'm pretty sure there are some good ones, but, you know what I mean? The HR person put a leash on that, man, because, you started getting a lot of trouble. I imagine, because, man, they actually used to be a person, they called it Randy from Vida, used to call in the radio station. And he worked at Wadsworth. And, man, they used to do some crazy stuff. And this so happened, Randy from Vida. I had to put that he's my uncle by marriage. So, but he used to call in to one of the radio stations it was on Blue Water. I think it was 98.9. And it was, I forgot the disc jockey name. But anyway, they used to do some crazy stuff, man. Like, the older generation got some, y'all got some stories. Y'all can tell them now. I mean, the time's done lapsed. Y'all ain't gonna go to prison. You know what I mean?
Y'all
call in and tell them, cause Joy, this is a good topic. I can't wait to hear some good stuff. Cause man, some of these younger folks, man, y'all don't know what it's like to be in that type of environment and having fun like that. The work day turned into more work these days. You know what I mean? Like a man counts his dime. Ain't gonna let you sit there and horseplay, you know what I mean? Because he's paying you to work. So, yeah, the horseplay has been cut out of the workplace a lot. And there are some good stories out there. I can't wait to hear, man. I can't wait for some of these folks call in and tell, hey, back in my day, we used to be able to, because you can't do like the stuff they do. You know what I mean? You can't fake your finger getting cut off no more. You know what I mean? Like, you get somebody a heart attack. You know, you can't fake a fire no more, you know, and stuff like that, like having smoke come through the fence and pulling the fire alarm. Like, you know, them days over with, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I can't wait to hear some of these stories, because, like, they've done that. They put smoke in the vent, pull the fire alarm, make you think the whole place burning out, just to see what somebody's going to say. You never know till you put in that situation. What's the first thing on somebody's mind? What's the first thing they're going to say if a fire alarm pulled in your life? What you saving? You know what I mean? Like, that's really deeper than a joke. But, like, that kind of stuff used to happen. You kind of see what comes in a personal life first.
Well, it's not completely gone. You had that congressman that pulled the fire
off. That's very true.
Right. Well, Randall, I got to run. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
See you again. If you want to call in, 272-9228 or 334-272-9228 if you're not local. That's 272-9228. Or 334-272-9228. Eddie's signaling. Okay. And can you get Michael Cohen on the line? Let's go to, I think this is Biloxi Gambler. Hey, sir, how you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's time for Michael Cohen, man. Let me tell you a story. So I'm in high school, right? And they got a big carpet right inside the front door of the school. Huge carpet. I mean, it's huge. Okay, so this dude... his dad works for the gas company, and he sprinkled propanol on it. Now, have you ever smelled propane, you know, the smell, the scent?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's how you know it's leaking.
Right.
They add, see, it's an invisible gas, but they add propanol to it, so when you smell it, that means there's a gas leak.
Okay, yes, yes.
So he sprinkled propanol on the carpet. Well, they evacuated the school. They called the fire trucks, all this kind of stuff. And, of course, you know, I'm like top of the hit list on the question. I'm not the one that did it. You know, they wanted me to do it. They knew I would know who did it because, you know, I was my crew, right? And I ain't saying anything. They didn't catch the guy. But anyway, we're out of school the rest of the day because, you know, they couldn't get us back in there because there's a gas leak, and they got to find the gas leak, and it's real hard to round up high schoolers when they all have their own cars and stuff after you send them outside. So It was Chaos.
That's a pretty good one. That's a clever
one.
It
is great. Everybody was scared to death. They thought it was going to be, you know. And
yeah, do you smell gas? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody smelled gas because he put too much on there, too. Because it just takes a very little bit. And, buddy, you'd stink up the whole building.
Yep.
But, yeah. Anyway, that was fun. I told them to do that around finals or something. But anyway, I'll talk to y'all later.
Later. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michael Cohen, Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, having fun today talking about practical jokes and pranks and kind of just fell into the storytelling.
Well, that's good. You're a good storyteller.
Some days I'm better than others, but I appreciate that. Now, let's talk about the washer and dryer units again, because I just want to reiterate to folks, especially the Speed Queen product right there, it's built to last. Like that, it's like it's true steel, like metal, right?
That's right. That's right. I had this conversation with someone earlier today. The way things were built in the 80s, everybody built things to last.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to emulate the Maytag story with the Maytag repairman and how lonely he was.
Right.
And by today's standards, you know, he's got a ton of new friends because nothing is built that way. And Speed Queen seems to be as close as you can get to that. They use less parts. They use less plastic. They use way more steel. You pick one of their washers up, you compare it to anybody else's washer, it weighs a ton more. So it's just built with steel. They do a better job. I've got one of the shafts that goes into the washing machine. I mean, it looks like something you could beat off the looters with that thing. But it's the way that they've engineered it to last for 25 years. I just got back from the Nationwide show, which they have twice a year, and I got to see their laundry set up beside commercial laundry, and the commercial laundry made by Speed Queen looks almost the same as the residential laundry, except, you know, that it does have a coin where you have to put some quarters in, but it's the same quality, it's the same level that they use in commercial laundromats where everybody's abusing them because it's not theirs, and they last. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. You know, 3 years, 5 years, or even a 7-year warranty on Speed Queen.
So, folks, you got to check it out in person. Of course, you can always go to thinkcohens.com to see the Speed Queen products or all the great electronics and appliances they have there at Cohen's. But I really encourage you to stop by the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. Open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure when you stop by to find a team member, find Michael himself, and say, hey, I heard Michael on the radio with Joey and Eddie, those fellas.
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. See you, buddy.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, Randall is right. By today's standards, everybody would be in sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't do it. I give you an example. Back in high school, in every athletic training room, there was a big tub of stuff, and it was orange, and it was called atomic heat. And it was used for muscle cramps and rubbing the old muscles.
Yeah.
But it was hot. I mean, it was hot. So we had a coach. It was always making us run wind sprints, and his favorite saying was, I'm going to put a little pepper on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And he referred to a certain part of our ass.
Mm-hmm.
And so he liked to go take his whirlpool bath